Welcome back to After the Mishnah. Avis Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. V'havei mechashev hefsid mitzvah keneged tzchara. Literal translation, a person has to calculate the cost of a mitzvah against its reward. A person has to recognize that the cost of time, of energy, of money put into a mitzvah pales in comparison for the schar that this person will receive in the world to come. A fascinating story is brought in the Yalkut Me'am Loyes about a woman who was an almana, and her weekly minig was she baked 4 loaves of bread. 3 of them she gave to poor people, and the 4th loaf she kept for herself. So one day, Ani number 1 knocks on her door, asks her for bread, and she gives this Ani the bread. After a few minutes, another Ani comes, asks her for bread, and the 3rd Ani comes and asks her for bread. So now she has her 1 loaf left and she's about to eat the loaf of bread that's set aside for herself. Another Ani comes and she had a tremendous amount of rachmanis on this Ani and she gave this Ani her last loaf of bread. She had nothing else to eat. So she took another sack of flour and she went to the riverbank where they had the grinder, the water-powered mill for her to grind more wheat to make more food for her to eat. All of a sudden, a tremendous wind comes. And the wind blows this sack of wheat off her shoulder and sends it flying into the river. This woman is full of tzar. She did this great tzedakah. Now she's trying to prepare herself some food, and now she has nothing to eat. She thought, v'chizu mitzvah v'zu schara, this is how I do a mitzvah, this is schar that I get. She was so broken, she turned to the local Beis Medrash to ask the rabbis that were sitting there, how could this be? As soon as she finished speaking, the doors fly open, some people run into the Beis Medrash, and they're holding a sack of money. And they tell the Chacham that are sitting there, they were in a boat on the way to the city. There were 3,000 amis from the shore. There was a hole in the boat, and water started rushing in to one of the rooms of the boat. And the boat started sinking, and they thought, this is it, our lives are over. Immediately they said, if we get saved, we're going to pledge this amount of money to tzedakah. And now they're coming to pay their pledge. They came to shore, they came to the city, and now they're coming to give the money to the rabbis who could distribute this money to tzedakah. So this chachamim asked them, how did this tremendous nes happen that the boat did not sink? So they said, we actually checked and we saw that the hole was stuffed by a sack of flour. And they even brought the sack of flour to the Beis Medrash. Chachamim asked this woman, do you have any way to identify your sack of flour? And sure enough, this sack of flour was the sack that blew off this woman's shoulder. And the Chachamim said, this is a kiyum of the Maimer Chazal, mitzvah gereris mitzvah. The schar that you gave bread to the 4 aniyim, and therefore you had the opportunity to sustain these aniyim, you were zecher from shamayim to a much greater mitzvah, the mitzvah of atzalas nefashis. Now take your money, because this money belongs to you. And the Yalkut Me'am Loyes says, this is the pshat in our Mishnah, having mechashev hefsed mitzvah. When you think and you feel that you're coming to a loss through you being mekayim a mitzvah, mechashev mitzvah keneged tzchara. Through this mitzvah, you're certainly going to be zeichet to a tremendous amount of tzchara. You may not know it like our story, but having mechashev mitzvah keneged tzchara.